Cleaning. I hate housework. You make the beds, you wash the dishes, and 6 months later you have to start all over again. Joan Rivers. How much do you love cleaning? Organizing and decluttering are crucial steps in creating a harmonious living space, especially for us neurodivergent individuals. However, these tasks often come with an overlooked yet significant challenge: cleaning. Cleaning can add stress and delay to the process, making it harder to initiate and complete organizing and decluttering tasks. Cleaning is an integral yet often challenging part of the organizing and decluttering process. For us neurodivergent individuals, managing this aspect requires careful planning and support. Neurodiversity and cleaning. For many of us in the neurodivergent community, the thought of cleaning can be overwhelming. It adds an additional layer of complexity and can serve as a major barrier to starting the process of organizing and decluttering. Executive dysfunction. We often struggle with executive function, which includes planning, initiating tasks, and sustaining focus. The need to clean can exacerbate these difficulties. Sensory overload. Cleaning often involves dealing with various sensory inputs, such as strong smells, loud noises, and tactile discomfort, which can be particularly distressing for some neurodivergent people. Procrastination and avoidance. The daunting nature of cleaning can lead to procrastination and avoidance, delaying the start of organizing and decluttering projects. I offer personalized cleaning services to complete your process of organizing and decluttering, tailored specifically for your neurodivergent requirements. Each of us faces unique challenges and has distinct preferences, and it is important to know that your unique situation is addressed with empathy and understanding. My focus is on the end goal: to create an environment that aligns with your preferences and schedule, ensuring the space is both functional and calming. Common cleaning tasks during organizing and decluttering. As we begin organizing and decluttering your neurodivergent spaces, certain cleaning tasks are bound to arise. These tasks can vary in complexity and effort required, further adding to the challenge. Dusting and wiping surfaces. Hidden dust and grime on shelves, desks, and other surfaces become more apparent once items are moved or removed. Vacuuming and sweeping. Clutter often hides dirt and debris, making thorough cleaning essential once the space is cleared. Cleaning inside cabinets and drawers. Organizing often involves emptying storage spaces, revealing dust and dirt that needs to be cleaned out. Dealing with spills and stains. Long neglected areas might have spills or stains that require immediate attention and specialized cleaning solutions. Disinfecting and sanitizing. Especially important in areas like kitchens and bathrooms, disinfecting surfaces ensures a clean and hygienic environment post-decluttering.